I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. Law enforcement officials say their collaborative effort to crack down on meth-fueled violent crime has resulted in a slight reduction in the numbers of murders, aggravated assaults, and robberies in Yellowstone County. To get an idea of the severity of the problem, the figures from the Billings Police Department said there were 540 violent crimes in 2017. That's a 75% increase from 2010, says U.S. Attorney for Montana Kurt Almy. He says federal, state, and local law enforcement officials agree those rates stem from meth.
And it's not only dealer-on-dealer violence. It's not only armed robberies of casinos and convenience stores to get money to purchase meth, but also there's a certain number of meth users who become violent.
To address that, officials have combined forces under the Project Safe Neighborhoods to arrest those trafficking meth, as well as for armed robbery and firearm possession by felons or other prohibited individuals. Yellowstone County Attorney Scott Twito says since the initiative was launched in April, the violent crime rate has not increased.
In fact, the numbers tell us it's down. It's down slightly. It's down 1% when you compare it to previous years.
Through PSN, officials have seized 160 pounds of meth. That's nearly 580,000 doses, with a street value of over $7 million. They also seized 52 firearms. Almy says meth is not only the cause of violent crime, but overwhelms the foster care system, jails, and treatment centers.
All of us up here know that enforcement alone isn't going to turn the tide against meth. It's also going to take more prevention, more drug court diversion, and more treatment.
Almy says Yellowstone Substance Abuse Connect was awarded a federal grant of nearly $359,000 to address prevention and treatment. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.